Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
1, 2, 3. It's a Hard Knicks Live. It is a Hard Knicks Live. A Hard Knicks Live. Oh, it's a Hard Knicks Live. It's a Hard Knicks Live.
What up, Knicks fans, and what is up, Emmanuel motherfucking Quickly, boys? And wait, Barry, not yet. Not fucking yet for you. And what is up, Julius motherfucking Randall? And who's next, Barry? Who should we give it to next? Who?
Josh fucking Hart.
What is up, Josh motherfucking Hart? Jalen Brunson, Mitchell Robinson, RJ fucking Barrett. If you're on this fucking Knicks team, motherfucking hello to you.
All
right?
All of them.
All of them. And what is up, Barry motherfucking D?
What is up, Craig? I don't mind following those guys. Come on.
No.
Kings of the city right now.
Kings of the city?
Yeah, you kidding
me? Kings of the motherfucking NBA right now. Longest winning streak in the NBA.
Current.
What a fucking week. Yes, current. And good day to Jay, a.k.a. Blanderson Hooper, who just took, what, Blandy?
Melatonin.
Of course. Why not?
Well, dude, it's 11:30
Blandy,
at night.
Blandy needs help
night.
Sleeping. So what is that? Okay.
So it should be easier to fall asleep. No, yeah, no.
I take one
to go to sleep, but I held off because I thought we'd be taping
around
10:10.
You're
going to
put everyone asleep. All right, so let's see if you're awake later.
Okay,
the most exciting show of the year. You're taking a sleeping pill at the start of it.
It's not really a sleeping pill. I'll be fine.
Barry, what'd you say that was? Melatonin.
What did I say? What was melatonin? Oh, I said I thought that was a pill that makes your skin turn white, like Michael Jackson used to take.
All right, guys. 516-336-3741. Barry, I'm not even waiting. All right, and
no,
please subscribe to the one podcast that loves each other so much. That if we were all together for this fucking win against Boston, I'd be sucking your dicks right now. That's how much
I'd be licking your asshole.
Yeah, and I'd be licking Randy's asshole. We'd all be licking each other's assholes. We could have a whole circle circle asshole
Erroneous.
Lick. That's how good
Erroneous.
This is.
Nope. That's a no. That's going to be a no for me, dog. That's not
Guys,
happening.
Before I forget, because we're going to get excited here, BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports
Sex
betting
party.
Needs this season. Okay, thank you. Thanks, Blandy. From pro and college basketball to UFC, MMA, and more, you'll get the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. Live betting options, free contests, live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite leagues and events. How is that sandwich, Barry?
Oh, it's good? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
It's 11:30 at night. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use promo code BLEAV to get your rewards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts.
It's Boston. A celebration sandwich, Craig.
It's a celebratory sandwich. Okay.
That's right.
What kind of sandwich you got there?
Oh, fuck the sandwich. Last week, the last time we did this show, we had four games coming up. Boston, Brooklyn, Miami, Boston.
They said it couldn't be done, Craig.
What did we fucking do? Well, what happened,
well,
Barry?
I think you predicted it, but yeah, no. But we said. I think you said 4-0, and Jason said, and
no,
I kind of agreed, no fucking way, 4-0.
I kept it right
said.
Here.
I had
3-1. You guys had 2-2. I had them even losing the Boston second game. Who knew? Who could have predicted this?
That they'd beat Boston twice.
There's so much to get to.
Yes.
You kind of want to just talk about the Boston game. Yes. Maybe we should. But we can't overlook Julius fucking Randle.
Yes. Right.
And that game-winning shot, exercising the demons, throwing Tibbs to the floor.
Crazy.
What did it not have? And then even against Boston, some big shots late. But Emmanuel Quickly against Boston, double overtime to cap off this amazing week. Barry. Barry! How does that fucking sandwich taste now?
38, 8, and 7. And 4 steals and 2 blocks. This is Emmanuel Quickly we're talking about. A guy
minutes.
Who has risen to the top. 55 minutes, sure. But, I mean, that stat line, you know, should be bronzed and hung up. What a start for him. We knew he was going to have a big game without Brunson on the floor, but you didn't expect this, the way he filled up the stat line. And he was their only productive player in that second overtime. Just kept going back to him. You know, Randall, you know, let him have the ball. You know, he got the ball from me, gave him right back. You know, he said, young fella, you do your thing, and that's exactly what he did. This Knicks team, man, is unreal. Unreal the way that they have so much grit and don't give up.
Emmanuel Quickly prancing all over that fucking Boston court.
He was dancing all over the place.
He was there. Every time he was dancing, I was like, stop. No, keep going. Like, you couldn't.
Yep. You know. But a lot of other players are pressing and, you know, getting taken over by the moment. He controls the moment. He lives in the moment. He has so much fun out there. It's contagious and it relaxes the rest of the team.
I don't know the last time I saw a Knicks player act like that. And it was incredible. I mean, you started to feel a little embarrassed because you were like, you know, we're losing this game. And here he was dancing all over the court.
Right.
And he's dancing all over the court in overtime, in second overtime.
Good for him, man.
Unbelievable. Like you said, 38 points. Julius had 31 himself, 9 boards, 4 assists.
Barrett, 29 points.
We got a big four now, guys. Emmanuel fucking Quickly.
Crazy. Brunson's out of the game. And yeah, you get 3 guys that basically score 30 points or more, you know, one being one shot. Unreal.
9-game winning streak. Did that surpass our winning streak from 2 years ago yet? Or did we have, was it 9? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
It's okay. If you want stats like that, go somewhere else.
Yeah.
But we have a 9-game winning streak this season, an 8-game winning streak this season. We are 11 games over 500 or 12 right now. Look at that. We don't even know. 12 games over 500. We have 39 and 20. Putting you guys on the spot. 39 and 27. What a fucking week. And how about Julius Randle against the Miami Heat, Barry?
Oh my God. You know, started off the game with a 3, you know, and ended the game with just an improbable 3 after it looked like he coughed up the ball twice. I mean, that, what a great game that is. What a great game that they have been lately. They all feel like playoff games. I mean, this game against Boston, they were selling it, you know, in the pregame like it was the fucking Super Bowl. Blandy, do you have that clip of the opening to this game?
You would think
this is game 1 of the playoffs at least.
Okay. You ever heard of a Murder Jim voicemail? 50 seconds is nothing.
Okay, here we go.
How could it?
Good things come to those who wait. And for the fans of New York, the wait has been a long one.
And the Knicks fans are so hungry for any success. But it's the way this team plays. The fight and the grit. And how they play together.
As a result, the Knicks faithful are feeling something they've longed for. Hope.
Randle puts up a 3. Bang! Bang! Randle knocks down the 3.
For the Celtics, redemption is top of mind. Both against
the
Knicks.
Get the idea?
Yeah. I just have that last part in.
We miss them both.
And in the playoffs.
Everybody has the same mindset. All we care about is winning.
But what a lead up to this game. And the game delivered, actually. The game fucking delivered, man.
Unreal. And Julius at the end of that third quarter, right? We were down, what were we down, 14?
We were down 14 points, Craig. And the Knicks call a timeout. There's just over 6 minutes to go. And that's when things turned around and they started that unbelievable run.
And then Julius at the buzzer at the end of the third quarter, down 2, hits that 3 from the corner. Which right after that, you were like, what? Did what happened in Miami? Is that going to translate for the rest of the season now? Because he has zero confidence, it seemed, before Miami doing anything late in the game. Of course, in overtime, we saw him fumble the ball around. But you know what? After that Miami shot, I will not criticize Julius Randle ever again.
Ever again?
Ever again.
I don't buy that for
no,
for a second.
I promise. And I want to issue an apology. Okay, guys. I know we don't give out apologies, but I'm not giving Julius an apology. I am apologizing to myself, I think, that I wasted any time thinking that Obi Toppin should be taking any minutes away from Julius Randle over the past couple of years. Because Julius is a fucking monster.
Julius is on another stratosphere this year.
I am literally considering getting a Julius jersey. Is that fucking crazy? The only reason I might not is because I know once I get it, he's going to suck again. I know.
Well, they said in the pregame, he's one of only four guys in the league right now that's averaging 25 and 10. It's him. Who else?
It was. I said it last week during the pod.
Who is it? Giannis. Who else?
Embiid and Luka.
Oh, that's it.
And Doncic is like 0.3 points away. But
this team is on another fucking level. And like Julius said, Blandy, I want you to play that Sot from the other night.
Okay.
How much this team loves each other.
What's made this team so special right now?
We really love each other, man. You know, we really spent real time, quality time with each other, getting to know each other, just caring about each other, and I think it just translates onto the court. So
there you go.
And Jalen gave him that big hug.
He wouldn't let go.
There's no way there wasn't any movement.
You're such an
when Jalen was holding,
you gotta go there for.
It just looked so soothing. Any skin to skin contact for that long, I can't help myself. Can you guys help yourself?
Yes, I can.
You can. But guys, I have you ever been happier as a Knicks fan than right now, than this stretch right now?
Of course, I have. What about the 94 finals?
Oh, fuck the 90. Forget about the... come on. Is that not too long ago, Blandy?
You were like
16 years old.
You
all
said
right?
ever.
You would have traded Jenny McCarthy brushing up against you for a finals win back then.
Look, as far as feeling good as a Knicks fan, what comes close to this, but it's not this, is Linsanity. Now, Linsanity was crazy. It was an extended period of time, you know, almost 2 weeks. And it was incredible what you're watching. But that was one guy. This is so different because it's our team. And they're actually, not only are they competing, but they're in contention. And, I mean, the ceiling is the limit for this team, as we've seen what they're able to do to Boston twice and against the Heat, in which was an intense game all the way through. The way that they're winning games, there is no ceiling that you could put on this particular team.
None. We're beating everybody we play right now. I had Boston twice in 4 days, and we embarrassed them the first game, and then to do it on their home court without Jalen Brunson. I mean, Barry, what kind of win do you call that? What kind of win is that?
You're blowing the doors off of this league, Craig. You're blowing the doors off.
Is that a statement win? Is it a fucking statement win? You said there were no more the rest of the year, but I fucking dare you, Barry, to say that wasn't a statement win tonight. I dare you. I fucking
double
dare
overtime
you.
In Boston on national TV.
Statement win, Barry?
I mean, is there something bigger than a statement win, Craig?
He won't admit it. He won't admit that was a fucking statement win.
You know, that first game against Boston, you know, obviously Jalen Brown wasn't there, but they had been 9-2 without Jalen Brown so far this year. So
now the only thing
I'd say about tonight, obviously it's a huge win, and the resiliency to take the lead and then go back down and then to tie it, but they did blow a 28-point lead, the same team against the Nets, like two nights ago, the Celtics. So something might be up with the Celtics.
Something might be up, but hey, I mean, that's not entering my mind.
No, listen, it's a huge win, but it's two bad losses in a row for them.
I mean, all the players too that had like a hand in this win, I thought Thibodeau coached a great game. I mean, that stretch in the third quarter, you know, that second half when they went on that run. I mean, the guys that they had on defense that you look at, you know, he had Hart, Grimes, and Quickly all in there. At the same time, the defense was intense. You know, Hartenstein was in there as well, who was doing a decent job on D as well.
Let's hear what Ralph was doing this week. All right, guys. Blandy, play the Ralph montage. There were 25 voicemails from Ralph this week. Ralph, I had to leave some out. All right.
Knicks versus Celtics. Let's see what we're made of. Those mothers ain't going to beat us. No way, no how. Woohoo! Knicks win! Knicks versus Nets. Knicks have an 18-point lead after one over the Nets. Knicks 24-point lead over the Nets at halftime. Knicks win! Knicks versus Heat. It's a big game. It's a dog fight. Knicks win! Julius Randle, something else.
It was a hot diggity dog fight.
Knicks versus Celtics, the final time in the regular season. Go Knicks. Fuck that shit. Did you see that move by Robinson? Did you see it? Damn. Those motherfuckers underestimated quickly. Wow. Hell yeah. Go Knicks.
It's a dog fight. This is Janie. The Knicks and Celtics are about to go into their second overtime. And I'm speaking for Ralph because he is having to take a timeout to calm down a little bit. That is all. Bye.
The Knicks win double overtime with the Celtics. Their ninth win in a row, and I can hardly speak. Woo!
I thought Janie was going to say that Ralph had like a heart attack or something. But he was just cursing too much.
She put him in a timeout.
If he needed it.
At the start of overtime, putting him in a timeout? Wow. Unbelievable. I can't believe what happened tonight. I just can't believe it.
Neither can I, Craig.
We're game behind Cleveland. Up next, we have Charlotte, Sacramento.
And no timetable for Brunson.
He's probably going to sit out a Charlotte game.
And it's not even the foot that he hurt the other night in the game, right? It's his left.
Yeah.
It's his right is the one that he twisted when he went up on defense, right?
Yeah, it's weird.
All right, guys, let's listen to some fucking voicemails. We got a bunch of them. Everyone's excited. All right. Let's hear how everyone's feeling. We got some people that, it's a little tease, we have not heard from.
Do you want me to go in any particular order?
In a very, very long time. I did number them, if you can go in that order.
Well, some of them are numbered and some of them are... Oh, there we go. Okay, here we go, yeah.
Yo, what's up, boys? It's Hope to Pay. Haven't called in a while. Been too busy pleasuring myself as these guys win. I mean, holy shit. I'm calling in at the half point after the first half of this Brooklyn game, and holy shit. That was just awesome. Just awesome. Feels so good. Oh, feels so good. Anyway, fast starts that these guys are getting off to have been unbelievable. It's great. So much fun to watch. Now I just hope that they can really put their feet on the throat of these fucking Nets because they suck. I hate the Nets. So anyway, just calling in. Hope you guys are well. Loving the show and loving the way these guys are playing. It's a hard-on Knicks life.
Hotope had no – I mean, can you imagine how hard he is right now? And why do we attract? I mean, I
wouldn't think he's hard right now. I think he probably, don't you think he probably would have spent his load like 45 minutes ago? So he's probably soft now.
Wow. Okay. Going there. Mm-hmm. Who's up next? What do we got?
It's Dr. Dickey up in this bitch. Let's fucking go.
Dr. Dickey here. Yo, look, I'm watching the game right now. I'm such a fan. Like, I love this team, every aspect of this team. I think they're overachieving heavily like they did 2 years ago. I really do. At the end of the day, I think we're going to end up at minimum in the second round. I think we have the chance to win it all, though. I think the only teams that scare me, Final Four, hey, it's probably going to be Bucks and Knicks. And it's probably going to be Nets
win
and
it
fucking,
all?
Not Nets, fucking Suns. I'm thinking about KD. And probably Nuggets. That's probably who I'd say. Those would be the top four. But at the end of the day, man, I think this team can beat any team. The only team I'm truly concerned about is the Suns. They have too much star power, in my opinion.
I'm okay.
That should have never been allowed, but it was, and so be it.
Sentiment.
I really think that we...
Did he really just say that the only team in the whole league he's worried about is the Suns? Is he kidding?
Yeah, so we're going to coast to the final.
We are a top four team in the East, and we're going to shock in the playoffs. Julius Randle is something else. He really is. Jalen Brunson, something else. RJ Barrett, I think, has struggled the first half of the season, and he's slowly finding his stride. And I really think he's going to excel when it comes to playoff time. Manuel Quickly, we've been known this motherfucker's a go. He just don't get the PT. Damn. He's an artist. Let him paint. Let him paint, coach. All right, y'all. Until next time, it's a Hard Knicks life, but not really, because we're really fucking good.
I don't know if this was after this game or not, but Emmanuel
Quickly.
This was
the Boston game that he was talking during.
Yeah, no. I'm saying this, what I'm about to tell you.
The stat.
The odds for Sixth Man of the Year, you know, last week, Quickly was in like third at like plus 1800. Now he's in second at plus 220.
Take that data.
It tightened up that much.
And who was he behind? Who was he behind?
Malcolm Brogdon at minus 180, which that's it.
But who was the second before?
Oh, before was Norman Powell.
Wow. By the way, I put some money on the Knicks to win it all a couple days ago.
You did.
Yeah, that's right. $100,
I still
right?
think that's wasted money, but still.
$100 to win 11,000.
All right.
There we go.
Good hey, you that. Probably got in at the best time, you know, at the best odds, you know, if you were going to do it at this point, you know.
Dickie said that the Knicks are overachieving like they did 2 years ago. Are you feeling that way? Feel
no,
like they're overachieving.
Totally different, totally different Same. Than a couple of years ago. Totally,
Absolutely.
Totally different team. Totally different vibe. They're clicking on offense. They're clicking on defense. This is not overachieving. This is a really good team.
We have a team, and I think we've all wanted this for a long time, that actually has an identity.
Yeah.
And knows what to do out there. And every night they're playing like dogs. Everyone knows their role. We're young. And we've got some big money sitting on the bench with like Evan Fournier, Derrick Rose. Like how well we're playing right now. Can you imagine being able to add to this team in the offseason?
Like, I've been saying all year long, give it like 60 games or so. That's when you'll really know. You'll really know how good this team is.
I was saying 50, and your attempt to mock me, which I was not far off at all.
Pretty soon,
give it like 80 games, and we'll see what they really are.
Pretty soon, we're going to have to pull up our season predictions.
Oh,
see
yeah.
How we're doing.
When it seemed absurd that Julius Randle could make another All-NBA team, and that's going to fucking happen.
Someone just called in with another voicemail. Could this be? Do we want another one?
No, it's 10 to 12.
All right, Blandy, who's up next?
Here we go.
Holy shit, this immersion. What the fuck just happened? I can't fucking... I'm fucking speechless, dude. Fucking speechless. That was the fucking... That game was like... I was just ready. I was like, all right, Brunson's on. And then it looked like we were going to lose. And then, I'm fucking Quickly. Holy shit. Fucking unbelievable, man. I'm just fucking shocked, dude. This is just getting out of control. I don't have the emotional tools to fucking handle this at all.
Wow, he didn't even say goodbye. He didn't even say it.
Going for 40 wins, guys.
Jesus.
How about the fact that they can potentially win 50 games this fucking year? Is that nuts? I mean, that wouldn't be like impossible to do, right? But they got to go like 11-5 or something?
If we go 8-8 the rest of the way, we get 47 wins, Barry.
But I'm talking 50 wins, dude.
I know. So you, they have to go, I guess they have to go 11 and 5.
Yeah. And the fact they just went 4-0 against that stretch. I mean, this is some special shit they were watching. I tweeted something yesterday about the fact that, you know, it's always being said that in order to win a championship, you need a superstar player. And I posed a question, what about the fact if you have two players that are playing at superstar levels and they are in no doubt playing at superstar levels, you know, between Brunson and Randle, the sheer numbers and with an efficiency that they're putting up and, you know, just willing this team to wins and in other cases just kicking ass and taking names, why can't they go win a championship if this level continues for them?
Sure, if it continues. I mean, well, like superstars do this in the playoffs, right? So we will see if they're playing at a superstar level when we get to the playoffs. Obviously, like we all know what a difference Jalen Brunson makes for Julius Randle and this team.
And how about...
Yeah, they are playing at both. They're both playing at MVP chant-worthy levels right now.
Yep. And how about the respect that Emmanuel Quickley has been getting, not just from his coach. He's been getting that for a long time now. Tibbs knew all along what he had in this kid, which is why, you know, he continues to play him. But just from the rest of the team, you know, letting him take the ball. I mean, before Brunson got here and Randle looked around, he knew that he was the one that had to have the ball in his hands all the time. He wouldn't let Quickley control the pace of the game at the end of the games if this was last year or the year before. No, Quickley's earned the right to protect the ball and make decisions in the stretch down the stretch of games, especially when he had it going so like he did tonight. The fact that Jules deferred to him at the end of this game, it says a lot about him. It says a lot about where this team is at, and they're just finding whatever way they need to win. They're going to go in that direction. It doesn't matter what you've done before. You know, all that matters is getting a W, and how are we going to do it?
Different heroes every night, different storylines every night.
Man, yeah, and it, just it how really strong. Is kumbaya.
Like Quickley is out there having fun and kumbaya. Dancing, like we said, but you can tell how much stronger he is. Physically, he looks really strong right now. The way he goes to the basket, takes contact. Like they said tonight, he's under control. Just playing it. I mean, obviously, that's best ever. He has arrived, they said.
Yeah.
Over now, and over. Richard Jefferson, by the way, is showing us so many compliments. That's when you know shit's mm-hmm. different. By the way,
yep, the shit is real. The shit is real. If you had any doubt, I know we're all on a high. I can say a negative comment, correct?
No,
about a particular player on this team, even though he had a great game and the Knicks won. I probably shouldn't say
RJ.
Yeah, wasn't RJ Barrett showing signs of like really good passing last year? And he had one good pass this game, but he has a lot of times he can't throw a good alley-oop pass. You know, if he's running too fast with the ball. He's had decent amount of connections with Mitch this year, but then just some like tonight just go way over Mitch, and he has no touch for that type of stuff. And even, you know, even on set plays, I've been, you know, really disappointed in his passing as of late.
Good points.
Just
good
me.
Points.
Yeah. Okay. I refuse to criticize anyone on this team.
I mean,
right
he scored
now.
29 points tonight. They won in double overtime. I think we're good.
All right, Blandy, who do you got?
You're right. Not the night for that.
Here we go.
Yeah, I just want to say shout out to the mother Knicks, man. Knicks, baby. Knicks Nation. Knicks is up. Your team sucks. Bye-bye, Heat. Bye-bye, Celtics. Bye, Philly. We coming for the East. Enough said.
Woohoo!
Mm. Who was that?
That was nice.
I don't know. But he's into it. Every team sucks except us.
I agree.
Now that was a statement win. Holy shit. What the hell did we just witness? Unbelievable. Hope to pay calling after the second Boston game. This is just too much fun. Too much fun. Loving it. It's a hard on Nick's life. Put the payout.
I wouldn't say I was not having fun during that game.
No.
Until the end.
No.
I was sitting
You
were? I was laying in like a fetal position on my couch. I would not move.
When they went up by about 7 you know, when they had like 111 or something like that, I thought I was having fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, we are up 7, sure.
Yeah, but how do you relax, though?
I mean, you don't relax and say the game is over, but you're like, all right, we're in control of this game. You know, we're really trying to knock them out. Look, it was a fucking struggle to the end, and, you know, you're limping across the finish line, but they did it. New vibes. New vibes this season.
Landy, who's up?
That was 5. Here we go.
Yo, here's DJ again. This fucking team. This fucking team.
DJ's on the plane home right
now. Oh, fuck.
Just sitting on the wing.
Fuck. This fucking team. Emmanuel Quickly is the star. Emmanuel Quickly is the star. 55 minutes.
He's crying,
bro. Can you imagine that? 55 minutes, 38 points, career high. Oh my fucking god. Oh my god. Craig, wow, if, this team is so good.
If we win the championship, Craig.
Barry, let him. Barry, you talked all over
that. Why do you have to do that?
He was loud of that.
Barry, come on, man. Barry and I got our fair share of DJ in person the other night. Who, by the way, DJ, we had dinner with DJ. This was in town for a few days.
Oh, what did you get?
Knicks Nation Germany. We did get the Knicks Nation. I should have worn the Knicks Nation Germany t-shirt. I haven't put that on yet.
Mm, yes.
He did tell us that how much does he under... I never really... I always worry about ourselves and how much we understand of him, right? Because of his accent. Right. But I never look... Did you ever look at it from the other perspective, Barry? Before
no,
he said
no.
that?
And it wasn't until I thought
say?
About...
How's his like, grasp of English?
So he says, you know, because we understand basically, you know, about 100% of what he's trying to say. But when he's listening to me and Craig talk to each other, he says he understands about 70%. It's so a lot lower than I would have.
We were talking to DJ, but, okay. And you could tell sometimes that he just, it was like he just was like, oh, yes.
Staring. Yeah.
And then, I don't know how it came up, but it did come up like, are you understanding us right now?
Right.
Because, you know, Barry and I were just being our fucking selves, saying some weird shit. And there's DJ just like a deer in headlights sometimes. Love you, DJ. It was a good night.
Oh, yeah. What a win. What a win. What a win.
That is the Macho Man.
Only 70 years.
Yeah, it is.
Knowing about the Knicks-Celtics rivalry. How the fuck didn't we lose that game? Maybe we finally turned the corner. Oh, yeah. Dig it.
He's back. He's okay. I was worried
sure
about
that's
him.
That's the original?
I think that's him. Me he too. Didn't break character. He went the whole way through. Not like that other fucking shitty impersonator we had a while ago that we were fooled by. Blandy, is that everybody?
That's all of them.
Play the last one we got here. Just came in. Check the chat. Let's see, because this is Dickie. Dickie called back in, and I think he called in after the win this time, not during it.
Let's get this ready.
I feel like Dickie doesn't watch a lot of games, too, so it's exciting to hear that he actually watched a game.
All right, let's see
and he wasn't slinging cookies.
Dr. Dickie here. Look, I know y'all are recording the current app right now, but, like, damn, I'm just now listening to the last one. You asked, Knicks versus Celtics, what is the outcome? Barry and Blandy so vastly said loss, and we won. We won. I know it's a week later, but, like, fuck. I don't get it. I don't get it. Why are we doubting this team? At the time of this recording, 5, 6, 7 days ago, we were 5-0 after getting Josh Hart. Like, what? Why are we doubting this team at all? I'm saying a win on every game for the rest of the season. We're going to be undefeated.
Is he being sarcastic?
Fuck. No. Especially if Jalen's out there. Shit. Come on now.
I don't think he is.
Come on now. I had to drop that shit. Come on now. Be real.
Maybe he's all hyped up on cookies.
Yeah. By the way, guys, I was in Costco yesterday.
Go ahead.
Checking out.
Okay. Yep.
This guy sees my Knicks hat. Shit's turning. Like, Barry and I were walking around after hanging out with DJ, and people were stopping us to talk about the Knicks.
I was in Target the other day with my Knicks shirt on, and this older guy stopped me and started talking to me about the Knicks.
Yeah.
I had that happen to me yesterday, too.
What?
At the comic book store, because I was wearing a hoodie.
That's the best time.
I was wearing a hoodie, and the guy was like, big win last night against the Heat, huh? I was like, that's why I'm wearing my shirt, yeah.
But I was walking out of having lunch the other day, and this old man was standing by the door, and he looked at my shirt, and he said, the Knicks, I don't like basketball. I like baseball. I like football. Okay. And then this really old lady was being helped in by her daughter. And without skipping a beat, he looks at them and he goes, I don't like basketball. I like grandmas and daughters.
That's just weird.
Yeah. And I said, settle down. Settle down. And I left.
Is that what you said to him?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
By the way, the guy at Costco looked at me and said, you like the Knicks? And like, whenever anyone asks me that, I laugh a little bit. It's like, yeah, I fucking like the Knicks. You see this shit? I'm in Costco and I'm walking around with a Knicks hat. I'm like the fucking Knicks. It's like, all right, what do you think? Second round or all the way? And I had to pause. I said, all the fucking way. It's like, that's fucking right, he said to me.
Wow. Did he actually curse? Or did you throw that in?
I might be embellishing a little bit. I don't think he did. But it was like this connection, and he gave me confidence to say all the way. Why are we going to stop at the second round? Why are we going to stop at the first round? Let's fucking go. If we're going to be fucking Knicks fans,
yes,
we can't dwell in the past and just assume because they're the Knicks, they're going to lose. This is one of the hottest fucking teams in the NBA right now. We have to realize that we can actually win. And that's why placed that bet. Why do we have to always live in, we'll be lucky if we get out of the first round. They're fucking beating everybody right now.
I don't doubt that the Knicks can win on any night against any team. I do not doubt that. Jay, you don't doubt that.
No, the thing is,
though, right. But the thing is, if we're going to predict wins and losses, I can't possibly predict the Knicks are going to win every single game the rest of the way.
No, that's lunacy. But right. Can you predict that in a playoff series they would win 4 of 7?
Yeah. Oh.
A few times in a row?
Yes. They can do that. Yes. This team can do that. The magic we've already seen come from this team, the talent that they have, that they've shown us against the best of the best, I will not put a ceiling on this Knicks team.
It is time to change the way we think here, I think. We don't have to expect the worst to happen. We don't. It's a new day, guys. It's a new fucking day, and you all hear that music. I don't know how much news Blandy has, and you're still awake, you're still going. How long until the melatonin kicks in?
I'm good.
You're good?
I'm good.
All right, well, it is time for the news with Blanderson.
All right, I'll start off with a couple of simplistic things before we get to the big story. LeBron is out with what has been officially classified as a tendon injury in his right foot. He'll be sidelined at least 3 weeks. Not that the Lakers were really going anywhere anyway, but obviously this is going to have a big impact. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is going to be on a minutes limit the rest of the week. He just missed, I think, the last five games for OKC recently. And so they're going to watch his minutes as we get to the end of the year. Not really like they're playing for anything at this point. Did you guys hear about the little controversy up in Toronto with the Raptors video that they produced for Women's Day?
No, I would like to hear it.
No. Okay, so they produced this little video that they put up, I guess, on the internet that caused a bit of a stir, and then they took it down. So I've got this here for you. So they presented a question. It says, Beyonce said girls run the world. Why do you think that's true? That's the question that they posed to, I think it was Malachi Flynn and Precious Achiuwa, and then I think it was Scotty Barnes. So are you ready for this? For these genius responses here?
Well, it's a stupid question to ask.
What do you mean?
It's a weird question to ask, isn't it? I think it's opening up. No, I just hate women. I love women.
You just hate women. You're Barry. I think they knew ahead of time what this was, and they gave him a little time to think about it. Like, I don't think this was like they went in there thinking they were going to ask a question about hoops. Let me hear what they say.
Girls run the world because
they're the only one that can procreate.
They birth everybody. All women are great.
They procreate and they birth everybody.
Is that what was said? I couldn't understand.
Yes, I'll play it again for you.
Okay. See, he was answering it like a science question.
Listen. Are you sure?
Girls run the world because
they're the only one that can procreate.
They birth everybody. All
they are the only ones who can procreate and
they bear everybody.
They birth everybody.
They birth everybody. He said.
They bear children. They bear everybody.
Right, can you believe that is the nicest thing you can say about a woman?
Scotty Barnes, his answer was halfway decent.
Everybody. All women are great because they're all queens.
All women are great because they're all queens.
And they put this shit out there.
What answer are they looking for? Yeah, what answer are they looking for?
Barry, you got to come up with more than they procreate. There's got to be something better than that. Why do women run the world?
Why do they run the world? Because they're intelligent. Mm. They're superior to men in many ways.
Oh. All right. I guess it's that easy.
Yeah. Strong, intelligent.
Yeah.
You got to be able to say more than, well, they give birth. Come on. That's a biological thing. What is that? Like, dude, a bunch of fucking schmucks. Anyway.
I mean, the real crime, though, is that Toronto, you said?
Yeah.
That they got that.
And then they put it all together and put it out there.
They could have been like, oh, guys, we can't put this out there. And all they could talk about was how they have babies.
Right. Right. There's absolutely no reason.
I mean, they're to blame, not the players. I can't believe they put their players in that position.
They should be protecting their players, yeah.
Yeah, terrible.
But let's go to the Grizzlies. Before we get to John Morant, Brandon Clark tore his Achilles the other day, so he's out for the season for the Grizzlies. And Dylan Brooks, who just every game shows that he's more and more of a douchebag, picked up his 16th technical foul the other day, so he's been suspended for a game without pay as a result. Did you hear the things he said about Draymond the other day?
No.
I'm not a fan of Draymond Green at all. He's a dick. But Dylan Brooks, who hasn't done shit in this league, went on this rant about how like Draymond Green is like really not all that good, and outside of Golden State, he would be nothing. I mean, Draymond Green's going to the Hall of Fame. Yeah, it was like, dude, you've never won anything. And he went up and in, doubling down just on his hatred of the Warriors and stuff. And the new bad boys, man. And so speaking of those bad boys, let's talk about Ja. We've talked about him quite a bit recently. We talked about the incident with the Pacers, correct?
Yeah. Right?
We talked about him attacking a 17-year-old kid.
I believe you broke that story here first, actually.
No, you think that's what it was? It was me? I was the first one to break that.
I don't know. It's the first time I had heard about it.
I saw the video for that like months ago. You didn't see the video for that a while ago?
Which one?
I didn't.
The him beating the shit out of someone after basketball. That was like, I think that was really old news.
And then apparently four days after that, just ignoring that. Because I don't know.
Oh. Four days after
that incident with the 17-year-old kid, there was an incident apparently at a mall in Memphis where his mom got into it with somebody, called him, and the next with mall security, he showed up with like 9 people.
Like a foot action.
Right. And then apparently there was a gun supposedly that was brandished at his house. There was some kind of a gun, although the NBA can't confirm that, with the Pacer thing, and now he shows up on Instagram Live with what looks, they keep saying it looks to be a gun. That was a fucking gun. I mean, right? I mean,
it could be a water gun or
what's the likelihood of that? So he has stepped away from the team. It specifically says here, he's at least gone for the next 2 games after the NBA has opened an investigation into a social media post where he live-streamed himself holding what appeared to be a gun at a club. He put out a statement, "I take full responsibility for my actions last night. I'm sorry to my family, teammates, coaches, fans, partners, the city of Memphis, and the entire Grizzlies organization for letting you down. I'm going to take some time away to get help and work on learning better methods of dealing with stress and my overall well-being. So this is three possible gun incidents in like the last 9 or 10 months. What is this guy doing? What is he doing? And I played that audio for you a few weeks ago when we talked about this about Shannon Sharp going on and on about how he's not hard and he's trying to make it seem like he's all about that life and he's just not. And this just confirms. That's exactly what he's doing. What is he doing?
Do you remember when Latrell Sprewell shot himself in the leg? Wasn't it Latrell Sprewell?
No, you mean you're talking about giant? Plaxico Burress. Right, no, Plaxico Burress.
Oh my God! Why did I think it was Latrell Sprewell?
I don't know. Blew the Giants' chances at a repeat Super Bowl. He had his gun in his waistband at a club, and it was sweatpants.
Yeah.
not even jeans with a belt. They were in his sweatpants.
In what though? What were they in?
He was in a club.
Right, but how were they in his sweatpant pocket?
No, like he had rolled up, I think, the top, and so it was in his waistband.
Oh, yeah, it seems.
I mean, what are you doing?
I can't believe I said, I'm sorry, Latrell Sprewell. I know you're a big
fan. Yeah. if the league finds any kind of wrongdoing, they can fine or suspend him. Yeah, but I mean, so it just seems to be one thing after another. It's a trend at this point. You know, what you beating up 17-year-old kids. I don't know. I mean, but then you look at those pictures of his upbringing. It doesn't look like
How old is he?
23. He's been in the league 4 years now. So
I think he's 24.
So I don't know.
23.
I don't know what he's doing. But but that's the way. The basketball bounces.
Blandy, I think did Blandy miss big news?
Did I?
Big Knicks news.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, he did.
What about Jalen Brunson?
Yes, sir.
Being player of the month for the Eastern Conference. I thought we would have discussed it. I don't know. I didn't put it in the news. Usually I don't put Knicks stuff in. I don't put Knicks stuff in the news usually.
Oh, everything this but is, the Knicks.
This is around the league. But Jalen Brunson, Eastern Conference Player of the Month.
There you go.
Got it in.
All right, guys. That's going to do for today's show. Blandy, why don't you play the last voicemail that came in while we're closing out? I think it's mostly to me, so I figure why not? Let's play it. If you want to reach out to us, it's thehardnickslife@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @hardnickslife. Barry @BarryDworkin. And Blandy @BlandyHooper. Barry, where can they call us?
Get your voicemail in. And you can be part of the show. 516-33-MESH-1. That's 516-336-3741.
Check me out on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. TikTok blowing up.
Broken 200.
Call us like Dickie. Here you got it, Blandy?
Yep.
Yo, add this shit into the last shit. Hey, Craig, I really respect the fact that you said both times we're playing Boston. The last week, it's a win. When Blandy and fucking Barry were so against it. They were like straight up L. Nah, we're better than that.
Come on, guys.
You can't win every game.
We
said 1-1. You can't say every game's gonna be a win.
And we gave them one win between those two, I think, did we? Or no?
Either way, we said they were coming away.
You guys had them losing both times to Boston.
I think we did. I think you're right.
Right here. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
You had them both had them going 2-2 this
Wait,
week.
So we picked them to lose both times to the team with the second best record in the league? Man, so stupid. That's fucking dumb on our part.
Oh, wow. All right, guys.
I'm happy to be wrong, man.
Who again? What's the upcoming schedule? What do we got this week? When are we playing?
We got Tuesday at home for Charlotte, and then Thursday in Sacramento and Saturday in LA. We go out west, Sacramento, LA, LA, and Portland. So,
Cam Reddish reunion, just five games away.
Awesome.
All right, guys. Usually we close this show out a certain way, but I don't know if we should right now. So see y'all next time.
So long.
That's it? We're not going to say it's a hard Knicks life?
I mean, can we? Can we genuinely say that right now?
But do we want to jinx anything by not saying it?
Fine. You know what? It's for Hope to pay. It's a hard on.
Knicks.
life.
It's a Hard Knicks Live.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.